Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***? Yellow bird. Alright, so I had a few things that I wanted to discuss, mainly with myself. The way I kind of want to do this is kind of like self-expression, for me to relive my ideas, my experiences, so I can find what's authentic and what's kind of just patterns that are holding me back, so I can kind of, you know, reorganize my thoughts, I guess. There's a few things that I wanted to start off with, but I guess a big one is doubt. Even doing this now, like, there's a lot of doubt, or there's like an awareness that someone might be listening in, and I feel like when I become aware of someone else maybe becoming aware of what I'm doing, makes me feel like, oh, someone's caught me not being authentic or not being true or not being real or doing something shit that I'm not really good at. But like, at the end of the day, like, you're not really good at anything until you do it enough times. One thing I mention a lot is that I don't believe in talent. I believe in skill that's developed only through passion and persistence. Two P's make you believe, make you see, make you do what it is you do. But yeah, I think doubt can shift you and kind of move in a direction that doesn't feel natural or feels inauthentic, which I'll probably experience a lot through this, but through experiencing that, instead of further doubting myself, I can realize the doubt when it's there and learn to accept myself in the moments. Because I don't know if you can... You could look back on things that have happened to you in the past and accept it. And then move on. I don't know. I think it's just very entertaining to catch yourself in the moment of doing something disruptive to your own process. And kind of exposing it. And learning to laugh at it instead of taking it too seriously. I find that very, very enjoyable. What does frustrate me is when I miss that opportunity to do so. But then there is the beauty of hindsight. You can always look back. But in looking back, there is a quote that I was told a while back. There's a reason the rear view mirror is smaller than the front windscreen. So yeah, in discovering new things, trying new things out, we become a bit fearful of failure, which in all honesty is one of the most important things to fail. One of the most important things to do is fail every now and again. Going in with an intent to fail? That's an interesting thought that came up. If you go into something with the intent to fail at it, you're kind of setting the bar really low for yourself, I guess. But allowing the failure to kind of come through in certain areas kind of helps you to redefine certain parts of the structure so that it becomes more stable in whatever it is, the thing that you're creating becomes more stable, so to say. In order to create something great or do something great through creation, I don't really know anything that can't be created unless you're destroying it. But if you're creating something, you want something stable and strong and something that will really rise high. So, how would you deal with doubt? Accept it. I think we went through that. Is there another way we can deal with doubt? Doubt. The Tao Te Ching. Got to be some relation there. Tao. Tao is everything. So, doubt. 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 Not quite. Can't really find a relation there. Give myself a second to breathe and let it show and relax. Catching yourself getting caught up in moments. I think after a while, if you get caught up in a moment in fear of failure or in fear of doing something wrong or incorrectly, we kind of hold our breath a bit until we kind of complete what we're trying to do. But if we take our breath and allow it to do its thing, actually let go of the taking, just let breathing happen. Maybe give it some incentive and think of relaxing thoughts, chilling. Then you kind of can continue with the thing you want to do. Express in the way you want to express. Thoughts are going through my head, wanting to let myself know, and I guess anyone who's listening know that I'm not really here to prove anything or tell anyone what's what. This is mainly just me discovering my own truth and being open and being, what's the word, being confident in it, I guess, you know, knowing that my truth isn't the whole truth, but it's my truth, and it's finding what works for me so that I can go out and experience life in a way that flows with the way that I resonate, and also adjusting the way I resonate to something that feels good with and works with my soul, I guess. In order to do that, you got to see what feels right and what doesn't feel right. When you feel a relaxation of things, or you feel a sort of bliss or a joy or an excitement, that's your body indicating to you that you're going in the right direction with what works with your soul. Think of it like a green light. But in times when you feel tension and distraught and uncomfort and struggle and sadness and upset, that's the red light warning you that you're kind of falling off the path in which you wish to explore. And yeah, I think there's a bit of both in doing this for me. It's like tension in areas, but it's like comfort in trusting myself and allowing myself. So I find joy in trusting myself. I find discomfort in not trusting myself. So, yeah, I guess I want to hear what I got to say. I don't quite know what it is. I got to spend more time with that, and I just think this helps, and maybe through doing this, I don't know, maybe someone can relate. I'm sure everyone can relate to some of this in some way, right? We're all the same in many aspects, but the sameness is just diverted into different areas. But it's the same ball, just different squares of the ball. If you got a square ball, I guess. Yeah. Peaceful, chilled, calm, insightful, creating a mindset which serves you rather than goes against your wishes. Struggles come, and it's something you have to deal with, but instead of becoming it, allow it to just be there. You can just be the observer of what is happening. You don't have to become the thing. If you get caught up in the thing itself, then you kind of lose what you actually are in the process. And what is it that you actually are? Well, in order to know that, you have to experience that. Because I think, especially when you're dealing with, like, the spiritual aspects of things, like, we get reading all the books and, like, we get ideas of how things are and what it should be like and what this experience is like and whatnot. But mental understanding isn't knowing. It's only through the experience that you can know what it is. So to know who you are is to kind of let go of the things that you assume yourself to be, or the feelings that you experience. Those are something that just arise within you and can be expressed externally. But it's just these sensations, these things that just come and they go. It's when you come to the space of just watching those things come and go, you find that you're not falling into the sensations and experiences. You're just watching them. And when you see that you're just watching them, you come to see that they don't actually disturb you. The disturbance comes from assuming or assigning yourself to that thing. You aren't that thing. This is just, it's like a suit for your suit. How could I explain that in another way? A suit for your suit. It's like you choosing to sit and live within a comfortable car or an uncomfortable car, depending on the thought being the car. And sometimes we choose a shitty car, something that's kind of crap. Or, yeah, there's definitely a better way to explain that. Think of your body as the first suit, your birthday suit, and then you have clothing. Like, one thing I never understood is how I personally don't find any comfort in, like, wearing a tight, really confining, like, tuxedo or suit or just tight clothes or skinny jeans. Like, I remember wearing skinny jeans as a kid. Absolute mad idea. The most uncomfortable thing ever. And now I just wear, like, pajamas, like, 24/7. Not because I'm worried about how I look, but how I feel. And how I feel goes way beyond how I look. Because how I feel influences how I express, and how I express is what kind of, points towards me. It doesn't quite define who I am, but it points in my direction. Like, the things I express is like me putting signposts in the ground saying, over here, that's who I'm talking about, and that's who I'm talking about. But I think people confuse the thought, the expression, the signpost, as the person itself, but it's actually pointing towards the thing. It's like Bruce Lee said in one of his movies to one of his students that he was training, that, I can't quote it exactly, but he was basically pointing in a direction. He said, your answer is in this direction, and the student looks at his finger, and then Bruce Lee smacks him upon the head, and he goes, don't look at the finger, look at where it points. And I really see that finger as like the thought or the emotion or the expression. But the thing itself is where the thing is pointing. I feel like that should make some sense in some way. I mean, to me, I can't really control how others interpret. So through expression, it's as much the sender, or the receiver, as it is the sender. So it's up to me to become more clear and concise. I'm using that word only just because it came naturally, but I'm not sure the exact wording. I'm going to Google that quickly. But concise in what it is, and particular about what it is I'm trying to express, and be able to do it clearly and more confidently and smoothly. But to the receiver, it's not really my job. The best thing I can do is maybe beforehand say, just breathe. Let go. Know that I am not here to tell you truth or give you answers. I am only here to express my own experience. So, breathe. And just let go of your shit. Like, just listen. It's really important to listen. Concise, I was correct. Giving a lot of information clearly and in a few words. Brief, but comprehensive. I wish to be more concise. I am more concise. I see myself becoming more concise. With each effort that I put in, I create and manifest myself to become exactly that which I wish to see, which I can see within my own mind. I intend for it to happen. I see it happen in my head, and I put the action towards making it an actual thing. So step by step. That's cool. Concise. What's the word?
Concise.
What's the word again?
Concise.
Okay. Concise?
Concise.
Oh, right. Sorry. Concise. Cool. So, to be more concise, I think that's very important when expressing. Sweet. I'm happy with that.
Concise.
What?
Concise.
Huh?
Concise.
Good.
Concise.
Oh, right. Concise. Yes, I am concise. Intention, goal, being set. Right there. Now it is set. Now it's happening. Now it is progressing into a larger thing of the first intention. And it continues to grow and grow and grow the more I water it. But not too much. Just enough, just so it has time to fresh out and floop and do its thing. Yeah, cool, I like that. So I guess that's kind of directing me into talking about setting goals. Feels weird to say, setting goals. Let's try something else. Being intentive, creating. I like the idea of creating. I'm creating a new aspect of self. A concise aspect of myself. That sounds a lot more interesting than setting a goal. I think that's been said to me so much growing up that I'm kind of like, goals. I think it's close to the word gold, and I've never been big on gold. I like gold, silver even. Not so much gold. Silver's cool. Not saying that I don't want to be in like first place. To be honest, why the competition? Why the competition? Like, they say nice guys finish last, but like, who said I wanted to win, you know? I'm just enjoying my thing. I'm doing my thing. I'm getting better and better. But I have no need to impose on anyone else or beat anyone else. Like, I'm not here to give anyone a weapon. A hug or two, maybe. High five, that's always good, but I'm not here to do shit like that, like, but anyway, yeah, I'm not wasting my energy on others, like, it's for me, and if I fill myself up enough, then it overflows onto other people naturally. Gary V, actually, he put up a really good picture. I don't think he made it himself, but if he did, well done to you, Gary. But it's basically like, you know, like the Tower of Wine Glasses. And then there's more at the bottom, and then it's got like a whole pyramid structure, basically. Now, at a party, they don't fill each one up individually. They literally pour the one on top and fill the first one up, and it becomes so full that it floods onto all the other glasses. And it's shared, like, among, like, naturally, you know? Like, if you don't give yourself enough, you're not going to have anything to give to anyone else. But if you fill yourself, if you're charging yourself, you're going to have so much left over that you don't even know what to do with. That it's just going to pour out onto everything surrounding you. And how amazing is that? Like, to be surrounded by the very thing that you, that brings you the most joy, that excites you, that floods your soul with, you know, and something just great. Like, that's what I want to see around me. Like, I want to be surrounded by absolute love and joy and compassion and excitement and creation. Like, that's what I want to surround me. But I can't expect to see that around me if I'm nowhere near that, you know? Plus, that would suck. If you're surrounded by everything that you want to be and you're not that, or at least if you see yourself as not that, I think you'll separate yourself from it. But I think you do become a product of your environment, though. Yeah. I think that's an interesting thing. Yeah, I think you naturally find yourself becoming more positive around that. But, like, I know what I want. Like, I think we all do. Underneath the crowded curtains of maybes and oh, it could be's, I don't know, like all that. As soon as you move that shit out the way, you start to understand, okay, no, I do know what I actually want. I do know what's good, because what feels good to you is what you want. What feels right, that is what you want. But somehow we've got deluded in ways and we've convinced ourselves that this doesn't feel good, but like, I think it's what I want. I'm told that I'll love it. Someone else said it's really... Yeah, well, that person isn't quite you, you know? Like, we do live in duality within the non-duality. Like, the source of what everything is being expressed, that is the same. Like, when you look into my eyes and I look into yours, like, and we look deep, that is the same. That is us looking at each other. That is the source of, that is creative energy. And then out of that creative energy comes the body that's manifested and the emotional soul, I guess, if that's a way to look at it. The electrical body, like, that's all comes as an expression out of that creative source. So the creative source is shared, but the way in which we use that is very unique. So that's how we're the same yet different. And that's, yeah, that's magnificent. So you got to find what works for you. There are people who like to express in a very similar way. So those are the people you got to kind of, don't even waste your time finding, actually. Just express what you are. Just express what your highest joy. And everything kind of falls its way into place. It's like a magnet. It can't not be attracted to you. So yeah, find your joy. Find your highest joy and do that. But how do you take the first steps is the common question with everybody, including myself. The thing is, you got the frickin' internet now. Like, you can find out how to do anything. Like, but the only real way to know is to experience. But we obviously need the first step. So yeah, talk to people, find people. People are there. Like, you can literally communicate anyone. You can communicate friggin' Jim Carrey or Bob Husenheimer. I'm sure that's a person. I've never met him, but call him if he's got something to do that you want to do. Freaking do it, man. Yeah. But set that goal. Like, know what you want. Like, if it keeps slipping your mind, write it down. I think the thing that changed my life, thing that I was told over and over again, just do it, is create a to-do list. That is the day I became a man. To-do list. Literally, just have your goals. If you're a big fan of video games, this is perfect for you. Because you can't help but want to complete every single task in the video game. Treat your life like a video game. Treat it like a video game. Like, this is your character that you're in. What do you want your character to do? Do you want him to be able to fly a plane? Do you want him to be good at, like, hockey? Like, train him up. Train this thing up. You want it to be able to move. Like, the worst thing to do in a video game is to have a character who does nothing but sit on the couch all day, you know, and just kind of watch a screen. Like, I would not buy that game. If you would play that game, I... Jeez. That's a mad one. But, yeah, just treat it like that. Just look at your life in a way that's more exciting, a bit more thrilling to you. Like, what way can you see your life right now that would make it that much more exuberant? Another word. It's coming out, but I don't know what it means. Let me think. Exuberant. Exuberant. Filled with a characterized but lively energy and excitement. It's flowing out. I'm not even 100% sure, but it's going out. What's the word?
Exuberant.
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 Ex-u-ber-ant. Uber-ant. It's ex-uber-ant.
Exuberant.
It's an ant that drives an Uber. Well, used to drive an Uber. Yeah, my comedy's...
Exuberant.
I got a real dad comedy. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm sure you've had, like, moments. An example I can give is I remember being at school and, you know, the weight of being at school, like, having to deal with everything, like... I mean, I've always seen school as a more social thing than an academic thing, but that was just my experience of it. But I found, like, the rare times when all that weight of everything was just lifted off was the times when I just did not give a fuck. Like, I did not care if I got kicked out of school. I did not care at that moment. In that moment, I couldn't care less, like, about what was happening around me. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. And when I did that, life became so much more easier and more of a flow. And that perspective, that was the utmost joy. Like, that was just, it was freedom at that time. Like, that was the way to go. And it's funny how, like, the perspective can shift from something that's so, it feels like it's squeezing you and draining the life out of you, to something that's like, oh, I'm in charge. Like, I can do this shit, you know? So perspective. The greatest word in the English language, perspective. But then again, that's just my perspective. So yeah, I would say many things. I can say many things. All of it pretty meaningless to anyone who doesn't really give it their own meaning. So I don't know if you want to do something different with your life. I don't know why I'm assuming you would. I don't know, I guess we're all kind of trying to look for answers most of the time. But I have to tell you, all your answers are in you, man. Like, anytime I feel like I don't know something or I don't quite understand something, sometimes if the advice comes my way, I'll take the advice, I'll be open to it and I'll listen, but anytime I really want to understand something, I just talk to myself. I write down. I literally have a communication with myself. Like, hey, Dylan. Oh, hey. How are you today? Great. What's up? Well, this and this and this and this. Like, talk to yourself. You know what you need. You've got all your shit down. Like, you've got it, man. Like, you just need some alignment, some readjusting. Well, to be honest, maybe... You're perfect as you are right now. Well, you are perfect. You're perfect as you are right now. Don't delude yourself into otherwise, like, anything otherwise. And don't delude yourself into believing otherwise. Like, you've got it. You're chilled. If you're unhappy or you're not feeling too good about shit, well, just try something a bit different. It doesn't mean you're fucked. It doesn't mean you're destroyed. It just means you just need to make a few changes. Just chilled. I think... When you're in the midst of, like, a lot of crap, it feels like the end of the world. But trust me, like, in hindsight or retrospect, I need to know the difference between those. But, yeah, when looking back at it, it's honestly a lot smaller than you thought at the time, you know? It's not that big, it's told, and I'm not taking away from the shit you're dealing with or whatever, like... I obviously don't know. I really don't know. But Like, trust me, you're way stronger than anything that you can create, you know? You're not a victim of this shit that goes on around you or in you. It's not. You're so much more powerful than that. You're so much greater. So stop putting yourself under the upper hand. Like, you are the arm that makes that upper hand possible, you know? But we forget it. That's okay. We're just forgetful, clumsy little beings. You think we know everything. But when you enjoy the fact that you're clumsy and you're klutzy, you can kind of just flow around with it. I don't know. You learn to fall in style. And that's cool. I enjoy that. Falling with style. It's so much more enjoyable than trying to keep yourself sturdy and steady and in line. And I've got this. Oh, crap. I lost my leg. Like, I don't know. Just tall. Like, whatever. Okay, exuberant. New word of the day. What is the...
Exuberant.
Ah, cool. Retrospect and hindsight. I'm just going to check these. Retrospect is a survey review of a past course of event or period of time. Retrospect, okay. And hindsight. Understanding a situation or event only after it has happened or developed. Okay, so there is a bit of a difference. Understanding. I should have never gone. Okay, hindsight is kind of reevaluating, reviewing. Kind of the same, really. But yeah, I'm going to leave it at that today. Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Live your life.